Just after midnight Eastern time tonight, another round of U.S. trade tariffs go into effect, this time on $34 billion worth of Chinese machinery, auto parts, and medical devices. And China says it'll respond immediately with equivalent tariffs on U.S. products. Joining us now is Charisse Jones, reporter at USA Today. Hi, Charisse.
Hello.
And U.S. businesses are very worried about this. What does this mean for them?
You know, they're really going into triage mode. They are trying to rush shipments to China before the tariffs hit. They're considering making their products overseas to get around the tariffs. In some cases, they're selling the products at a loss so that they can keep their customers. So they are really pulling out all of the stops to kind of ward off what they think could be potentially catastrophic for a lot of industries.
So that they can keep their customers, meaning that they think maybe these tariffs will go away at some point and then they'll just be able to get back to business as usual?
Yeah, that, you know, if there's eventually a reprieve or there's a meeting and calmer minds prevail, they want to still be in the spot with certain companies and mm-hmm. you know, certain countries that have imposed these taxes. And so they're just trying to do whatever they can to say, you know, we still want to play ball even if our government is taking these actions.
So what are the industries that are going to be impacted the most here?
There's so many, but some of the biggest ones are soybeans, the pork industry, SUVs, even whiskey. They're being very strategic in the products that they're targeting, kind of going after what's made in the red states that went overwhelmingly for Donald Trump in mm-hmm. the presidential election. Those are the ones that are really in the most jeopardy.
Well, let's talk about pork, because China has said they're going to charge a 25% tariff on imported pork. From the U.S., I saw that the owner of the largest family-owned pork producer told CNBC, "The industry has been asked to be good patriots, but I don't want to be the patriot who dies at the end of the war." So pork producers are really worried.
It's a great line, because basically you're shutting the door on the biggest pork consumer in the world. China consumes more pork than any other country. 1 in 4 hogs that are grown in the United States are exported. And so with this latest tariff, basically the tax on pork products would get up to around 80%. I mean, that's astronomical. So clearly China will go elsewhere to get their pork products, and they're going to lose a major customer, you know, if you're in the pork industry. And so they're very, very worried about the fallout from this.
And cheesemakers also worried. And I think cheese, I'm thinking Wisconsin. If it's made in America, this is a state that went for President Trump. This is Scott Walker, the Republican governor's state. They're going after Wisconsin, it sounds like, with the cheese tariffs.
Absolutely. You know, milk consumption has been really drying up in the United States. And so they've been turning to making more cheese and really targeting the middle classes over in Asia and in Mexico. Those foreign markets have really saved that industry. They've really been a lifeline, because prices really plummeted in the last few years because there was overproduction. So certainly Wisconsin and other states where that industry employs a lot of people are very concerned about that lifeline being cut off.
Anybody not worried about these tariffs right now?
You know, Wall Street hasn't really responded in a significant way at this point, but I think it's safe to say that, you know, lawmakers are even chiming in that, you know, these tariffs are really going to be devastating for a lot of people, really endanger a lot of livelihoods. And so I think everyone is hoping that there's going to be a last minute reprieve and that they won't take place.
That's Charisse Jones, a reporter at USA Today. Charisse, thank you.